It was terribly embarrassing to him. And they kept on writing him for weeks after that about, hey, you know, this is a guy that forgot his badge. And that's particularly true of security, in a security perspective. So let's not get caught that way. Moving on to page slide 40. Do we have all the required forms in our GoKit? We already talked about that. Do we have all qualification information, training records? I'm not quite sure that's applicable. We need to probably talk about that one. How much do we need that? I don't know whether that's a standard for Mission Bay Hill or not. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, it's the list that you keep giving me to update.
Yeah. But do we need it on an instant? I think we have to keep records of our training. Certainly got to keep it, but I'm not sure that it's absolutely essential for us to be communicators on an incident.
In theory, if an individual is not completely trained for a role, should they not be deployed for that role?
Okay, well that...
We have limited resources, so if you start doing that, there are probably two people that can show up for an emergency and the rest of us are not completely trained.
Yeah. Okay, I think what you're saying with your response is that by having the training records of what we have completed, maybe the little passport, by having that, we wouldn't accidentally be put in a position where we couldn't deliver.
No, what I'm saying was that our team leader should have our training records, and if we're not completely trained in a position, theoretically we shouldn't be assigned to that position.
Okay.
It isn't necessarily our responsibility to have our records. Sure, we should have them, but it's the responsibility of the person who's assigning us to do a job should know if we're qualified to do that job.
Okay, that's good. I think you're right. I think that is the right idea. A parallel idea to that, I'm thinking back to the Plaza de La Paz exercise we went through again. And one of the prerequisites for showing up and checking in at that exercise was to do a vehicle safety inspection. And Wayne made it extremely clear to all of us that you would not participate in the drill unless you handed in your safety inspection form. The idea being, we could have been deployed to drive around the city to find out how big, how bad. And if we couldn't prove that our cars were in proper shape, we'd be in a irresponsible. Okay, you can read the rest of the slide there. How many of us, when we use our radios, are advertising our professionalism? I think we can all improve there. And again, the multiple reviews of the Go Bag, that's what we talked about before. Okay, moving on to slide number 41. And we're half through. Well, I might make it here. Okay, what's the difference? We do have up-to-date current resource, both equipment and position status information available. Now this gets back, Wayne, to what you said a second ago, is that we should have all gone to our resource net for our respective cities, checked in, indicating that we were available, and then and a part of that is completing the form enough to know whether not only the person was available, but the equipment they said they had is also operational. Before leaving the house, the reset. Again, on the second bullet item, it talks about ERD. Refer to the glossary if you're getting hung up with all the alphabet soup on these slides. Oh, one question before we leave this slide 41. Do you think that the incident action plan or the field incident action plan that we talked about in the session last time, is it a reasonable tool to indicate equipment and position status? I think it is.
I think it is,
except that the reset, which you brought up, Wayne, is a more current thing, because probably the incident action plan or the field IAP was prepared. If we're doing a drill, it was probably prepared a couple days prior. And what the people that are listed on that as participating, maybe they didn't all show up. So, okay, what else do, now we're on to the do. We talked about what you have, what you know, now we're talking about what you do. We automatically initiate SAL activities. SAL stands for what?
Standardized activity levels.
Activity levels. Yeah, standardized activity levels. We have a whole class on that, so we'll talk more about that. Participate in or conduct resource nets. Cooperate with the resource net control station to collect status and availability. We've been practicing that in our nets. Stand ready to assume net control service duties. Guess where I'm going with that? Charlie knows. Okay, how can each of us, and the key word is each, how can each of us stand ready to assume net control if we never do it? And if only a few of us do it. Okay, so we're going to revisit that. You know, now you know what I'm thinking too. Okay, moving on to slide 43. Okay, another thing we do is participate in or conduct the resource nets. We create those restat reports that we talked about. We conduct a vehicle safety inspection prior to departing from our originating location. That means do it before you leave home. By the way, for the VSI, what section is the VSI form in our book? This is a refresher in our notebook. What section is it in? Or what is the page number in our manual? Anybody got it?
Coming back.
528. Awesome. Okay, 528. Right on. Okay. And we talked about the vehicle inspection form several times. Now we'll get into it from a classroom perspective in the next class. But it's a no-brainer form to fill out. It is extremely valuable to us as we come to class, and therefore it will be mandatory next time that everybody fill out a VSI. For this class it was optional, but it's mandatory the next time. We want to be, our number one priority up there is what? Is safety. Okay. Oh, by the way, what's number two and three?
Monitor
and confirm. Monitor is monitor the frequency, your net control until told otherwise, and confirm before you move away from the net. Even to take a bathroom break. Okay, so implement standard priorities of safety, monitor, confirm. We already talked about that. Moving on to slide 44. The current status, now we're going to jump back to the way most responses to emergencies occur, is based on the vision of a current volunteer coordinator of the organization supporting a local agency or department. And the key thing is, if a person leaves, more than likely, since it wasn't invented by the new emergency manager, everything changes. Not invented here syndrome. Our goal, obviously, is to avoid that. And one of the reasons we're trying to adopt these forms that Wayne Berenger provided us is so that we have some standardization. You know, whether Charlie no longer is our incident commander or I am no longer doing this training or whatever, that we've got some sort of continuity. You know, and you can see on the slide, and of course it can be very frustrating for an emergency organization. There's been a couple in Orange County where the coordinator was a ham, but then as well as being the emergency coordinator for the city, and then they left, got promoted, whatever, and the new person that came in was not a ham. And I seem to recall that there was some problems with continuity of thought, continuity of procedure.
Charlie, wasn't Mary Owen a long time ago?
She became a ham after directing us. Mm-hmm. We convinced her she needed to be a ham. She became licensed.
Yeah.
And the one that came after her. Mm-hmm. Was a ham, but he was undermining ham activities. Mm-hmm. For the antenna ordinance that we were working on trying to get for the city.
Yeah. So.
And the one we have now is not a ham.
Yeah, it's not a ham, but very supportive. So. Okay, looking at slide 45, because we got to keep on trucking here. I've got 45 minutes. The current status of emergency communications has not established an operational area exercise design team comprised of volunteer communicators. Okay, this is the idea of creating exercises. Exercise creation is a terribly time-consuming endeavor. And I speak from a great deal of experience.
You do good work.
Yeah, it's called drop everything to get it done. And right now I'm facing October 6th. I think that now, up to now, Charlie and I are teaming to get it done for Mission Viejo. But I would like to have the people who are either in this class or listening to this tape consider helping me as part of the design team for some of our other exercises or tests of how well we have integrated ZRICS. Now remember, what's the difference between a test and an exercise? The way I defined it the last time, the last class. Okay. Yeah. Most people cringe when you say we're going to have a standardized emergency test on October 6th. Okay. What does test mean? Pass fail. Okay. Intimidating. People cringe at the